The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're going to go right into old-time radio. This week's program, The Lone Ranger, Murder of the Pony Express Rider, originally aired April 22, 1938.
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver, the Lone Ranger. The thrilling stories of the masked rider of justice cannot be found in the written pages of history. But his deeds will live forever in the memories of the people of seven western states, who still tell the story of the famous mystery rider. The thundering hoofs of silver bring us adventure on the trail ahead. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Hurry, Silver, old fellow! Outlaws are riding down from the hills! Stretch out those great legs of yours! Hail, Silver! Away!
As the masked man rode by on Silver, we heard him say that the outlaws in the hills were threatening to riot again. The hills bordering the town of Greenville made a perfect hiding place for the outlaws that operated in that territory. Cavalry troops were garrisoned nearby, but their presence failed to frighten the bandits. Colonel Dawson, in command, frequently rode to town to visit his daughter Sally. And as our story opens, we hear the angry townspeople commenting on the last attack of the outlaws.
Why in thunder don't the troops do something?
What are we paying taxes for?
Them troops could clean the outlaws out of the hills if they'd only get to it.
Hey, look at who's here!
It's Dawson.
Hey there, Colonel Dawson.
Who there? Where's the sheriff?
Here I am, Colonel. And you're just the man I want to see.
Sheriff, where's my daughter? Is she safe?
Yeah, Colonel, your daughter's safe enough, but there's other folks that ain't.
No. Thank goodness. As soon as I heard about the attack, I came here.
Yeah, we see that. I don't suppose you're much concerned about Abe Whitcomb's wife. She was killed by them brigands.
She was?
Yeah, and so was Lige Foster and Lem Bixby and about five other men.
Was the attack as bad as that?
That don't include no mention of 20-odd men that was wounded.
Those confounded outlaws.
Oh, never mind acting indignant, Colonel. You go see your daughter. Make sure she's safe. Then get back to your camp. Don't order your men to charge them hills and clean out the killers, though.
Why not?
Might be dangerous work for the soldiers. Some of your men might get hurt. Yeah.
Now, look here, Sheriff. I've told you before what we've done about those outlaws. I'm simply stationed here to carry out orders from Washington.
Sure, we savvy.
Washington don't care nothing about what happens to the settlers in a place like this. It's a lot cheaper to let us folks get killed off than it'd be to have some of the soldiers get hurt.
You feel that we should attack the hills and clean out the outlaws. Well, there's nothing I'd sooner do. But I can't until I get instructions.
I can give you instructions. Just ride up to them and blaze away with gunfire.
That's it.
Instructions from Washington.
Never mind, Colonel Dawson. We ain't counting on nothing from the government, so we ain't disappointed none.
Your daughter's in Ma Tyndall's house there.
Yeah. You better go talk to her. Maybe she'll have something to say about how we folks in Greenville feel.
Watch my horse.
Watch your own horse.
Those men only understood. I'd lose my command if I...
Oh, it's you.
How do you do, Mrs. Tyndall?
If you're here to speak to your daughter, you'll find her in the next room.
Mrs. Tyndall, 1 minute.
Ain't the time to talk. You can let yourself out when you're ready to leave.
She feels the same as everyone else.
Oh, Dad.
Sally, thank goodness you're safe.
I wish they'd killed me.
What?
Oh, you don't know how the folks here feel. The way I'm pointed at because you don't do anything about the murderers in the hills. Here is a town that suffered at the hands of the outlaws half a dozen times. Those killers stay right in the hills almost a stone's throw from your camp. And you don't do a thing about it.
I know. Sally, I've sent word to Washington. I'm just waiting for a reply.
Waiting? That's what you said the last time. That's all you ever say.
But, Sally, you know the position I'm in. I can't order my men to leave the fort and ride into the hills.
You're stationed here to protect folks.
I'm here to keep the Indians controlled. I can't take over the work of the state officials and fight outlaws without federal sanction.
Suppose that sanction never comes.
Then, dear, I'll have to continue to face the jibes and anger of the men in Greenville.
Well, I won't continue to face them. I'll leave here.
If those orders come from Washington...
Confound those orders, Father. Can't you risk your commission if it means saving everyone here from other attacks?
You would have me face court-martial?
I'd face court-martial. I'd be glad to. I'd face the firing squad if it meant the cleaning out of all those outlaws.
Sally, you're not a soldier. You haven't spent your life obeying orders.
Perhaps not, but I'm glad of it.
Would you like to ride back to the camp with me and see some of your friends?
No.
It might be a change.
No.
You could stay a couple of days and then come back.
I don't want to see anything more of you or your men. I don't want any part of the army until this town is made safe.
But, my dear...
Now you'd better go.
Following their raid on Greenville, the outlaws returned to their camp in the hills. Their leader was a man called Wolf, a huge man with a cruel face and a surly, overbearing manner. He divided the loot taken from the attack among his men, keeping half for himself. His followers noted his action and grumbled protestingly.
You needn't think all of this cash is mine. I got a plenty of it to pay out.
Yeah, you pay out a plenty, Wolf. There's a plenty left. You get as much as all the rest of us put together. And it ain't fair.
Oh, so it ain't fair, eh? Well, let me tell you something. If it wasn't for the things I do with my share, there wouldn't none of you be living.
How's that?
You ain't been attacked by them soldiers, have you?
Not yet.
You ain't had much trouble getting out of Greenville, the other towns, after you made the attacks, have you? You're getting away with all the raids as slick as wagon grease. And don't you figure there's a reason for it?
We hankered to know that reason, Walt.
It's the guys I got in the payroll. I pay them out my share. I know just what's going on all the time. I find out when there's a big shindig, where most of the men will be, when we raid the houses in a town. I know it when Greenville's men was out posse riding so's we got attacked.
You mean you got spies working?
Sure I have. Look at here. This letter come to Lem Bixby by the last stage.
He was killed in a raid.
That was too bad, because Lem was working for me. Lem got mail by stage, and that same come from one of my pals in the East. This particular letter tells him that orders are going out from Washington the first of the month.
What sort of orders?
From Washington?
Yep. Orders to Colonel Dawson.
He writ to Washington about us?
Sure he did. And he asked for permission to make an attack on us and clean us out.
Did he get it?
He will, unless something's done about it.
When was them orders to go out?
First of the month.
Then they already went.
Yep, a couple days ago.
And he'll attack us.
Now, Jake, you'll see where I spend my money for your protection. I know them orders left, and I know they're coming by the Pony Express. What's more, I know where we can waylay the pony rider, get him, and do away with them orders.
Oh,
well, that puts things in a new light, don't it?
It sure does.
No wonder we've been so blame lucky.
Wasn't luck at all. It's our boy.
Now, are you satisfied?
Sure.
All right, then. Now, a couple of you will have to ride east and meet that pony rider.
Activities had brought the Lone Ranger and his faithful Indian companion Tonto into the district. They were riding close to the trail when the pony rider was shot. The sharp crack of the rifle caught their attention and they pressed forward to investigate.
The shots came from somewhere near here, Tonto.
Me here, horse.
Look ahead.
Something on trail.
Looks like a horse.
Get him up, my fella.
Someone has shot the poor beast.
Isn't that right?
And there's a man. And smoke. Tonto, do you see that smoke?
We get there quick now.
Come on, Silver.
Where? Our killer.
Maybe we can trail the killers. Oh, hold on, Silver.
Hold on.
see if there's any hope for the man.
Him pony rider.
Yes. Help the man if it isn't too late.
Horse. Dead.
I see it is. How about the pony rider? Do what you can for him. I'll stamp out this fire and see if we can save some of the mail.
Bullet, get him in back. Other bullet, in shoulder. Him, gone.
Gone? Murdered.
Not right.
And shot from behind.
Him, head west. Bullet, hit him here. Bullet, come from rock over there.
Then we'll start from there and try to trail the man who did this. But first we'll take the time to see if any of this mail is worth taking with us. Another couple of minutes and it would have all been burned.
Not right.
Here's part of a letter. It's addressed to the commander at Fort Greenville.
That near where Outlaw hide.
The hills beyond Greenville are infested with killers.
Tonto,
I'm going to see what this letter says.
It part burned.
But some of it's left. I'm going to find out about it.
Maybe Tonto go hunt for killer, huh?
Wait a minute. Kimosabe, this is an order to Colonel Dawson.
What'd it say?
It instructs him to attack the outlaws.
That's what plenty people want.
You know the situation around Greenville. Folks there have been hoping and praying for weeks that the army would do something about the outlaws in the hills.
Not right.
This letter is Colonel Dawson's authority to attack.
And gun.
Down, Tonto.
There. Kill him.
We're still behind those rocks, Tonto.
We get him to shelter.
Behind this rock. Here, Silver. We've got to capture them alive. Get to your horse. Ride to the west. I'll go to the east. We'll move in from both sides of the rock.
Get him up, white fella.
Come on, Silver. We want them alive, Tonto. Come on, Silver. Throw down your rifle and surrender.
Reload
him.
Cut him
now. My rifle's dead. Throw down your rifle. Surrender.
Don't shoot. I give up.
Pull the Silver. No more. Throw down your rifle. Put up your hands.
You smashed my hand with that bullet. Oh, white fella.
Keep them covered, Tonto.
We give up. We surrender.
All right. You got us. What are you going to do about it?
You killed the pony rider.
That calls for proof, mister. Maybe we figured you done the same. Your mask, ain't you?
You know very well we didn't commit that murder.
You shoot pony rider from Hind Rock.
And you're going to Greenville to face trial for murder.
All right, mister. We'll go with you. Reckon it ain't nothing but your word again ours.
But Jake, he got that letter out in the fire.
He got it and he dropped it.
Oh, where? Where letter?
Letter? I did drop it. I dropped it when I drew my guns.
Yeah, and it's too late to pick it up. He didn't stamp out all that fire and the letter burned. Now go on, take us to town. We'll stand trial.
You'll go to town, all right. And we'll give the commander the information that letter contains.
That's all right.
Jake, maybe we
You
might...
shut up and stop worrying. It's our word against a masked man and an Indian. Before they're done, they'll be the ones that'll be on trial for murder.
The curtain falls on the first act of our thrilling Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.